Welcome! Let's join the Furry Tales podcast, brought to you by Amy Hendren and Angie Coates, where each episode highlights one special animal's mark on history and our hearts.
This week, we'll be discussing Corporal Wojtek.
So Corporal Wojtek, his journey into the Polish Army, it's an amazing tale. It all started in Iran in the early 1940s. So this is during World War II, during the Soviet-Iranian invasion. There was a little Syrian brown bear cub, and he was found by a group of Polish soldiers from the 22nd Transport Company. And the bear was weak. He had been orphaned by his mother. There's a number of different versions of why and how that happened. But the soldiers fell in love with him because he was tiny. He was malnourished. He couldn't swallow well because of dehydration. So they actually fed him milk from a vodka bottle and nursed him back to health. And they named him Wojtek, which means joyful warrior or smiling warrior in Polish. And he was really tiny. He was just a little itty bitty bear. And then he what?
That's so cute.
So initially they treated him like a pet, but he grew and grew and he got stronger and stronger.
And he grew. They're huge.
He was a little bit mischievous. He had did things like he would steal liquor and he would drink beer. He would steal their beer. Because so many of the guys smoked, he wanted to be one of the guys. You know, these are his friends and they're all smoking. As a joke, someone had given him a cigarette and he mimicked. He took a puff, but then he ate the cigarette. He ate the lit cigarette. So then he developed a taste for cigarettes. But he wouldn't take it if it wasn't lit.
Oh, Lord.
So they would pass him a lit cigarette. He'd take a puff and actually inhale, exhale, and then chow down on the rest of the cigarette.
That's not healthy.
No, let's teach the bear to smoke. Yeah. Granted, in the 40s, they didn't know that smoking was as bad as we know it is to be now.
We never said that the human race was smart.
True.
Like, yeah. He'll learn quick. Let's do something stupid.
Yeah. And the guys would get the cigarettes with their rations. I mean, that was part of the deal. And of course, I can imagine, you know, you're a bunch of soldiers hanging around, the bear smoking a cigarette. It's pretty funny. You know?
Well, but it was also probably not as chemical based as it is now. It was probably close to being just tobacco. I mean, you don't got anything else to do. You know, fight a war or watch a bear eat a cigarette.
And he would drink, but he never got drunk, like no matter how much he drank.
Oh, God. Well, because he was huge.
Right. Yeah, he would steal beer. And he also, because he was a bear, bears get stinky, just like people do. And he really liked to shower. The guy would take him in the shower and wash him, and, you know, when he was little. And then he enjoyed the shower so much, he started turning the shower on for himself. Of course, this wasn't hot water. It was cold water. They had no way to heat it. However, he would be in the shower for hours, and he would run out all the water. So then no one else could shower. So they said, okay, that's it. Wojtek is only allowed to shower if someone goes with him. He's got to shower with the guys.
Buddy system.
buddy system. They went and they banned him from showering alone, except one day he snuck into the shower to go shower by himself. And there was an Arabian spy in the shower. And of course, seeing a giant Syrian brown bear standing in front of the door, he could have used to exit the place, scared him near to death. And his screams brought on everyone else. He was captured and taken away. And then they said, you know what, Wojtek, you can shower as much as you want and you can have as much beer as you'd like. That's what you get for capturing the spy. So he's like, yeah.
The longest shower, and here's a keg. Leave us alone. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, that sounds good. As they were preparing to join the Allied war effort, the issue they had, like many of the other stories that we've covered, is animals were prohibited from being transported across borders. They weren't really sure what to do. So they decided the easiest way to get Wojtek to go with them was simply enlist him in the Polish army. So he was given pay, uniform, rank, serial number, and he became Private Wojtek because they weren't going to leave him behind.
Right. I mean, he's already saved their life already once, so.
Yeah. So you're part of the crew now. You're coming too. And if this is what we have to do. So he had like his own little book and everything. And he was actually enlisted, unlike the other dogs that we've discussed.
Right. Because the other ones were just like kind of official, but not really.
Yeah. So they were mascots and things like this. He was actually legitimately in the Polish army.
Look, if I were one of the dogs from our other stories, I'd be a little upset. Yeah. Like, oh, so I have to be a bear.
Yeah. Oh, so the bear gets pay, uniform, rank, serial number, and I, what exactly?
But I got nothing, but I saved a bunch of people. And no problem.
No, that's fine, really.
I totally get it. He's a bear. And he eats cigarettes, so I don't do that. Oh, my goodness.
Now that he was part of the army, he became the 22nd Transport Company's official emblem. So you'll see this a lot for those like me with Polish descent, will probably recognize the symbol. It's a bear holding a
bomb. A big bomb.
So he is, you know, he's a symbol in Poland for his bravery and his love and care for the people that he was with. Mm-hmm. So getting him from Iran to the battlefields of the Middle East and Europe was a little bit tricky because
I was going to say, don't look at the bear.
Kind of humongous. So they had to make sure that they had room for him in trucks. He would march with them and he would roughhouse with the guys. And of course, you know, smoking and drinking with them as well.
Yeah, he was just one of the guys.
Yeah.
In bear form.
Yeah, you walk all day. At night, you sit around and you smoke and you drink.
And you roughhouse.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it wasn't like there was TV to just plop on.
Yeah, exactly. He realized pretty quick that he could carry an exceptional amount of weight, and he would carry heavy crates of ammunition and supplies and things like this. He did it happily. He could carry like three times as much as an adult male.
Absolutely.
Well, that's three times faster to move this box from here to there.
Right.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit. And he wanted to do it because these are his guys.
Yeah. He was just another dude.
Yeah.
In a bear suit.
Yeah. In a giant bear suit. They made sure that he was fed well and he had shelter, attention, unlimited showering, cigarettes, and beer. Even during combat, they protected him and made sure that he was safe. As an honorary member of the Polish Army, he found himself immersed in the daily routines and the training, because there's a lot of training that goes on when you're in the Army.
A little bit.
Marching, standing at attention, responding to basic command signals as an Army would. He just mimicked the guys around him. Oh, so we do this, and then we do this, and then we do that.
Did he salute? Like our last guy?
Yes, he did. He did. He began to understand basic military tactics. They would actually bring him in to strategic decision-making sessions. Although he is a bear, I don't think he really understood the tactical planning.
Right. I would hope not. It'd be weird. It's really just a spy in a bear suit.
But he grasp the greater picture of it, I guess, from the way the soldiers tell it, that he seemed to, on some level, understand what was going on. So then came the Battle of Monte Cassino. Wojtek played a huge role in this. This battle took place between January and May of 1944. So he's now 4 years old. And it was a crucial part of the Allied campaign to liberate Italy during World War II. So this was hugely impactful, hugely important. However, they were greatly entrenched, and the Allied forces had to get through those lines. Though Wojtek did not engage in combat directly, they didn't want him harmed. They didn't send him out to go eat people or anything like that. And I don't know that he would have, because he didn't see people like that.
Right. I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, you don't want him to, as big and strong as an animal as he was, you wouldn't want him to be like that.
Right. The Allies had wanted to capture Monte Cassino Abbey. And it's atop, it was an enormous, enormous place, and it's on top of a hill. So, of course, higher ground lends better to battle strategy.
Right.
The Allies are coming from low ground to take this abbey, which in itself is going to be difficult. They're outnumbered, outgunned. The Germans are really entrenched in this place, and they had high ground, which made everything so much simpler. And as they're ascending to the top of this hill where this abbey is, they have to transport all these weapons and ammunition and all the stuff up the hill. Well, that takes time.
Yeah.
And the more time you take, the more exposed you are. So one guy carrying a crate up a hill, that's going to take 5 minutes. And by the time he comes back with the next crate of ammunition, they've already blown through the other crate. So it's like a never ending.
Yeah.
But they had Wojtek, who could carry three times what an average man could carry. He could carry up all of these supplies three times faster.
One trip.
Yeah. And he wanted to do it for his guys. So he was literally invaluable. And he would bring up ammunition crates. And these crates were 100 pounds.
He was the muscles.
Yeah. Yeah. I lift this up and I put it down. That was his thing.
I give you this, all of these. Oh, and this too. Okay, time to go get more.
Yeah, I'll be right back. And so he helped them carry all this stuff up. Eventually, they did, in fact, overtake the abbey.
Yes.
His participation in this battle, which was extensive and just awful, led to him getting a promotion to the rank of corporal. Not only was he actually a member of the Polish army, he was given the rank of corporal for his deeds during war.
That's awesome.
And he's one of the few animals to ever actually hold military rank ever in
forever.
Like, as far back as history goes, there's only a handful.
Ever in forever.
Yeah. And he's one of them. His presence and involvement in the war had a significant impact on the soldiers' morale. He was everybody's friend. He loved everybody. Everybody loved him. He was one of the guys. He fought with them. He ate with them. He drank with them. He smoked with them. He showered with them. And one of his favorite things is anytime they would come upon a lake, he would go for a swim. Which, as you can imagine, if the lake is close enough to a camp, those that didn't know him, you know, because I'm sure there were other soldiers that would be partaking of a nice lake to bathe in.
Yeah. Rinse off the sweat.
Right. And all of a sudden, this giant bear comes clomping into the lake. It's like, ah. And he's like, hey, friend. How are you?
I'm just a big dum-dum. Don't mind me.
He was so willing to do whatever it took to ensure the safety of his crew, his guys, his unit, that he was such a symbol of hope and determination. They loved him. World War II finally ended. They weren't really sure, what are you going to do with Wojtek?
Yeah.
Where does he go now?
Life after the army.
Right. The Polish army was being disbanded and the soldiers were being demobilized. What do you do with a drinking, smoking bear that is familiar with combat? Because the guys loved him so much, they found him home at the Edinburgh Zoo in Scotland. The soldiers all pitched in and got the funds together to send him from Italy all the way to Scotland, where he arrived in 1947. Well, of course, at the zoo, he was a huge celebrity. Everybody wanted to see this smoking, drinking soldier bear. And the guys who he had fought with, lived with, slept alongside, they would come in from Poland to Scotland to visit him. He loved them and they loved him.
Yeah.
And so most of his guys came to see him in his retirement at the zoo.
That's so sweet.
He was always playful, intelligent, mischievous, and, you know, get into a little bit of trouble at the zoo.
I'm sure. Because he knew too much of the human activity.
Right.
Like, I know how to get my own food. I know how to take my own shower.
Yeah.
I know how to do things.
Yeah. So he knew how to do a lot more things than, you know, your average bear.
He learns quick.
Yeah. So he was hugely popular at the zoo. And having him there, he was an icon of the Polish and Scottish friendship that was created during this very difficult time after World War II. So he even had his own statue that was erected in the Princess Street Gardens in Edinburgh.
Aww.
It is the cutest statue. He lived out the rest of his days at the zoo on December 2nd, 1963, at the age of 21. he did finally pass. There was a lot of grief and sadness that came with his passing because he was such a symbol of resilience and loyalty and the indomitable spirit.
And all of his comrades were still alive.
Yeah. And they outlived him by a significant portion.
Right.
But his story is such an inspiration. The logo for the 22nd Transport Company is still Wojtek.
Oh, that's cool.
They wear his symbol with pride. I have a Wojtek t-shirt. That's the one you saw. You've seen that one.
Yeah. Yes.
It's always been a story that really hit home for me. Of course, because it is a story of the Polish army, of course.
Right. It's a very big turning point in Polish history.
It was. It was.
It wasn't that there was just a bear with them. It was the whole deal.
Yeah.
Because Poland doesn't get involved in too much.
No. No, it's...
Which I understand. I wouldn't want to either, so...
Yeah, it's, they're not, they're basically farmers and
they just want to do their thing.
Yeah.
I get it.
But they're willing to fight if they must.
Right.
And they,
exactly.
And Wojtek fought alongside them and gave everything he had to those men. They're his men.
Absolutely. Yes. His buddies.
Yeah. So I just love the story. This is one of my most favorite stories about animals in history.
I mean, it was a bear.
Yeah.
Like, we love our dogs. We no doubt. But, and I know there's been bears in circuses and stuff like that. So they're somewhat trainable. But this guy just, it wasn't training really. It was just a copycat kind of thing where he figured it out.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
But he was just raised with the guys, so that's what he thought he was.
Yep. I'm like you guys. I hang out with you guys. I drink with you guys.
Because, I mean, even tame-ish bears aren't that good.
No.
Like, by leaps and bounds, they're not that good.
No, but I mean, he was weaned out of a vodka, milk out of a vodka bottle.
Powdered milk.
So, I mean, he may have been a serious Syrian brown bear, but he was a Polish bear.
Yeah. He's like, I drink my milk from a vodka bottle. I am that bear.
He was that bear. That's what...
Like, I cannot have bottles. I need the vodka bottle.
Yes, my baby bottle was a vodka bottle.
I mean, for a bear that size of bottle, a decent sized vodka bottle would be a bottle in his arms, yes. Or his little hands.
And they nursed him through because he was so sickly when they found him.
Aww.
And so malnourished that he couldn't swallow, wasn't breathing well, and they weren't entirely sure he was going to make it. But they nursed him through that. They saved his life, and they shared their rations with him and made sure that he lived. That loyalty had to go both ways.
Yeah.
You saved my life. I save yours.
And I see that now the Syrian bears are on the endangered list.
So probably one of the most famous, if not the most famous Syrian bear ever.
I wonder if he sired anything. That would have been fun. Probably not, because he wouldn't have known what to do with a normal bear.
I don't know. I couldn't find anything about that.
Because all of our other ones, you know, they went to breed him. But they do live for 20 to 25, so he did pretty good.
Yeah.
With a drinking problem.
Yeah, drinking and eating lit cigarettes. Yeah. He might have had offspring when he was taken to the zoo, because a lot of the zoos have breeding programs to keep the species going.
That would have been cool.
So it wouldn't surprise me if at the zoo they, you know, hooked him up with a little lady love.
So they weigh over 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Which I thought would have been bigger, but that actually. So if he stood up, he would be probably around 6 feet, I would think.
Yeah, if you look at the pictures of him with the guys when he was wrestling, he's about the same height as they are.
Okay, so that makes sense.
He did go through apparently a lot of uniforms, or rather the guys went through a lot of uniforms when they were wrestling with him, because I mean he did have bear claws, and when you're roughhousing, that's kind of what happens. Clothes get shredded when you're wrestling with a bear.
Right.
And so, yeah, there was a lot of uniform loss due to Wojtek. That's what happens when you wrestle with a bear.
He made up for it.
He did. He definitely did. You know, catching the spy in the shower and
basically having their back and being the muscle.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't have to haul a bunch of stuff and someone could do it for me 3 times faster, yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah. There are some accounts that say that he was shot in the Battle of Monte Cassino. And there are others that say he was not. So I don't know which of those are true.
Interesting.
Some say that he was shot 3 times, and others say he was not shot at all. So I don't know if he was or he was not.
But I think their hide can handle, like, just like a pig hide. It's a lot tougher.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
A lot tougher.
So it's unclear. You know, there's conflicting stories, and I don't know which one is true.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and I hate to say it, but anymore, it's hard to look up stuff and know what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
You know, maybe someone heard a story through someone that was there.
Right.
It didn't get documented correctly, so it didn't get to us correctly.
Right.
But I would suspect that he would have gotten hit at least once.
One would think. I mean, considering the abbey, if you look at the pictures, the abbey, the cliff face is almost 75 degrees.
Wow.
So it's nearly straight up. And there are men on the entire edge of the abbey shooting down at the men that are trying to overtake it. So one would think, I mean, surely due to numbers and loss, that most of the men there were injured in some way, that I don't really know that he would have escaped that. But maybe he was lucky. I don't know. There's no way of knowing what's reality and what's not, because it was a very, very long time ago.
Right. And I see that when the soldiers stopped by, they would throw him a cigarette every now and then.
Yeah.
The zoo.
Yes.
I would figure, I mean, because the zoo's not going to do that, so.
No, they generally do not supply their animals. Nicotine.
No cigarettes and alcohol for the bear.
His guys are his guys, and it's like, hey buddy, here's a smoke. They loved him, and you know, like I said, they, at the time, they didn't know how bad that was for them.
Right. Things are different.
Oh, yeah. Like everybody smoked in the 40s.
It was a big thing back then. In the
40s. There were commercials telling people that it was good for you. It helps weight loss and it makes your pregnancy easier and it does all these great things. And
oh, yeah.
Everybody should have a smoke. And then women, they got the women smoking and it was, oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, and it's good for all these things. And of course, it was all shenanigans, but
it was a sex symbol.
They didn't know that then because they believed what they were told.
Okay.
They thought, okay, yeah, throw them a smoke. Good for them.
Right.
Have a smoke.
He'll just eat it. Oh, wait. He ate it. One puff. Yeah, that's good. I'm nom nom nom. Like, yeah, I think I just want to eat it instead. Oh, my goodness. This was a good one. I like this one.
I love the story of Wojtek. It just...
it's special for you.
It is. And it holds a very, very special place in my heart. Since I was a kid, this has always been one of my favorite stories. You know, a story one of my uncles had told me. It was just word of mouth. Bedtime.
Oh, cool.
How the big bear saved his friends.
Definitely helped.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I wanted to change my dog's name to Wojtek, but they said no. Because at the time he was two. And it's like,
if I ever find one that looks like a bear, I'll be like, here's your chance.
Well, I had a St. Bernard as a kid, so.
Oh, well, that's pretty close.
Yeah. He was kind of humongous, and I was pretty small as a kid. So. I will call him Wojtek. And they're like, no.
Oh, come on.
He knows his name. And I'm like, but this is a better name.
It is a better name because, wait a minute, St. Bernard's Hall things.
Yeah.
Hello. It's perfect.
If in the future I have a dog that is larger than a pug.
Or maybe if you find a hairy pug.
No.
I actually groomed one and it was odd.
Yeah, that's strange. There are, I mean, of course there are throwbacks in any breed.
Yeah, this was definitely a, well, what happened here? It was like a short, but not short hair.
Yeah.
It's weird. But I would consider it as a short or medium, because that dog shed so bad.
Well, pugs do. I mean,
well, no, but this one was like it exploded every time I watched it. It's bad.
This is why I groom my pugs weekly.
You have to.
I absolutely have to, or I would just never stop vacuuming my house.
Right. I mean, that's the only thing for shedding is a lot of grooming.
Yeah.
It helps take out that dead coat before it's all over your house.
Yes. Yeah, it's important to have the pets groom, especially their nails. Make sure their nails are done, to do their nails every week. So that, like Wojtek, they do not shred my clothes with little bear claws. Because pugs, they want to be with you and on you. And, you know, if they had long nails, that would definitely be an issue.
Yeah.
Plus, it's better for their little feet.
Yeah.
Nice and short.
Yes. Because they got little feet.
Yep.
But there's a lot of stuff on him. There's a documentary that was put out on Polish TV, and
Oh, absolutely.
so I'm guessing he's still a big deal
Absolutely.
over there. That's very cool. Very cool.
And I'm sure there are many, many other kids that have heard his story as a bedtime story besides me and dreamed of the big old Syrian brown bear that was there when they needed him to be.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful little story.
Our tale has been told, and we hope you enjoyed our time together as much as we did. Join us next time on the Furry Tales Podcast.